Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Nun Vav. We begin on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, the fourth wide line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We begin the sugya of Kamsuba. Kamsuba, the sugya that discusses the Churban Beis Hamikdash and the various reasons that led up to that terrible calamity. And the Mefarshim explain, the sugya comes into Masechta Gittin because what the Churban Habayis, the Golos, represent some sort of a separation between us and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the concept of a get, the separation of a husband and a wife. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tomit. A person is supposed to be constantly in a state of fear. Omak Shaliboy Yipo Bara. Somebody who is hard, that doesn't refuses to listen, will end up in trouble. So as the Mefarshim explain, Taisus touches upon this. One question is, we know that being in fear is not something so great. And here the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ashrei, it's praiseworthy. Furthermore, Taisus says that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos says that the Pasuk should be referred to Divrei Torah. A person should be in fear that he's going to forget some of his learning. And here we're saying it has a different meaning. So explain the Mefarshim. The lesson of our Gemara is that a person should be in fear. A person should recognize the consequences of his actions, as we're going to mention in the story of Kamsa Bakamsa. And as the Maral explains, a person who is shalim, a person who is perfect, he doesn't have to worry about his learning. He doesn't have to worry about the consequences of his actions because he always does what's the right thing to do. But the Gemara, the Pasuk is telling us, is we are not perfect. And because we're not perfect, we do forget our learning. And because we're not perfect, our actions aren't always the proper actions. And the Gemara is teaching us, take that into consideration and realize that as you live your life. It says the Gemara, Pamtsu Bakamtsu Achor Yushlaim, because of the story of Kamtsu Bakamtsu, Yushlaim was destroyed, as we're going to learn in a moment. Atanagov Atanagol Tachor of Termalka, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow's Gemara. And similarly, Asaka Derispek Achor Beitar, which we'll also discuss in tomorrow's Shem Mitzvah Shem. Says the Gemara, Akamtsa Bakamtsa Chor Yushlaim. Yushlaim was destroyed because of Kamtsa Bakamtsa. Nu Gavra. There was an individual. The Rachme Kamtsa. He was a friend of Kamtsas or Baldavove Bar Kamtsa. And he didn't get along with Bar Kamtsa. Ovet Sudson. He made a party. Omle Lashame. And he told his assistant, Zil Isley Kamtsa. Invite Kamtsa to the party. And the assistant made a mistake. Ozel Isley Bar Kamsa, and he invited Bar Kamsa instead. Os Ashkechei de Yavi Yosef, and the person who's making the party walks into the room, and he sees Bar Kamsa, the person he doesn't get along with, sitting there. Omay Michtehu Gavra Bal Devavadehu Gavrahu. You're my enemy. My Bar Hocha. What are you doing here? Kumpok, leave. Omay Hoel Vasoy. So Bar Kamsa asks him, I already came. Shafkin, let me remain. And I'll pay you whatever I eat and drink, whatever it costs. And he says, no, leave. I'm prepared to pay you half of the entire party's cost. No. I'll pay for the entire party. And he still refuses. No. He picked him up. And he threw him out. So as we're going to begin learning in a moment, Bar Kamsa got obviously very upset, and what he did. But the question, as we start the sugya, is Bar Kamsa was the one that did the wrong thing. But why does the Gemara say, Akamsa Ubar Kamsa? Because the two of them, this story happened. Kamsa didn't do anything wrong. So the Pasha Pshat, Chidah says this Pshat, is because these two individuals had similar names, and that's how the mix-up occurred. And which led to the repercussions that we're going to learn in a moment. So that's why Kamsa's name is mentioned. Which is a difficult pshat, because Kamsa didn't do anything wrong. So why is his name always attached to this terrible tragedy that befell us because of Bar Kamsa? So I saw a number of pshatim. There are more pshatim than the ones I'm going to mention. One pshat is that Kamsa was a friend of this individual. He obviously had influence on this individual. So if you see that this person is acting so improperly with Bar Kamsa, and you don't say anything, so you're just as guilty. Oh, some Mepharshim say he was there. Other pshat that I saw is that he wasn't there, and that was part of the problem. And I saw a number of pshatim, what does that mean? It was a number of problem. One is that this person and Kamsa were best friends, and they were like excluded anyone else from their group. They had a clique, and that's why Bar Kamsa was excluded. So the Kamsa who developed a relationship that excludes other people is guilty. Another pshat is that Kamsa wasn't there. Kamsa wasn't there. Why wasn't he there? He didn't come on time. Had he come to the party on time, and there would never have been a problem, that he was worried, where are you? That they would send an assistant to find him. So him not being there in a punctual, timely fashion was the beginning of all the troubles. Another pshat that I saw, the Mashar suggests that Kamsa Bar Kamsa were father and son. Many Mepharshim say it's not that way, but the Mashar says the Kamsa and Bar Kamsa were father and son. And the Mepharshim suggests, here you have a situation where a father sees a son being so mistreated, and he doesn't say anything, and he lets it ride. How is that, if that's the way that there's a relationship between parents and children, such a generation is the generation of the Churban, is the generation of the Golus. Omar, Sabah Kamsa said, Hoyal v'aviyasvi Rabbonin, if the Rabbonin are sitting here, v'loy michubay, and they didn't say anything, shmam no kanichalei. Obviously, the Rabbonin have no problem with this, to see me so embarrassed. So Mepharshim say, how did the Rabbonin agree to this? How did the Rabbonin agree to this? So posh pshat is, they realized that they couldn't be effective. They knew this person, that even if they'll say anything to him, he wouldn't listen. So that's why they didn't say anything. Another pshat, interesting pshat, is that the Gemara says that Yikira Yerushalayim, the people in Yerushalayim, the important people, were very careful who they sat with. They didn't just sit at a table or sit at a party with everyone. And you know what? They knew that Bar Kamsa really wasn't a good person. And they were right in the knowledge, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. So when they saw Bar Kamsa being ejected from the party, they say, you know what? He should be ejected. We don't want him at our party. But they were wrong, because even though they maybe shouldn't sit with him, but not at the price of him being embarrassed. So I saw Gvalda Gvart for a Moshe Soloveitchik. He asks, we all know that this story is about the Churban Abayis. And everybody knows that the Gemara says that the Churban Abayis, Sheini, was because of Sinas Chinam. Where's the sinas chinam here? There's no act of sinas chinam here. So he says as follows. Sinas chinam doesn't just mean that if I hate you. Sinas chinam doesn't just mean if I do things against you. Sinas chinam includes that if I see you being hurt and I don't care and I don't take action, that is included in sinas chinam that the Gemara says the Bayi Sheni was destroyed over. So Bar Kamsa said, I'm going to report, I'm going to get Klai Yisrael in trouble by the king, by the government. What does Eichel Bei Kurtz mean? So I saw two pshat. And one pshat is that when people go say Lashon Hara, they don't want to say it explicitly. So they say it, Bei Kurtz, they just wink. Kritzas Anayim. Another pshat is, when somebody came to report something bad about someone else, so the person that listened wasn't ready always to accept it. So the person that reported the bad news said, I'll prove to you, I'll sort of speak, strengthen what I have to say. I'm even willing to eat a meal over it, to give it validity. Also, Amal al-Kaisar. So he went and told the king, Mardabach Yehudi, the Jews are rebelling against you. Amal al-Miyamer. What makes you say that? Amal al-Shadal al-Kabana. Send a carbon to the base of Midrash, Chazis, and let's see in the Karvanlay. If they will agree to bring that animal as a carbon. Also, Shadal al-Yadai. So the king sent with him Iglev Telsa. Iglev Telsa, the Farshim explained, is either the third animal born to the mother. The third calf is usually the best one, because the earlier ones, the mother's still too young, and the other ones, the mother's too old. Or another pshat that I saw is Iglev Telsa is that the calf that's a third grown. When the calf is a third grown, that's when it's at its best. Masha says, we know the Pasuk says, Ubiyoim pakti ufakadati. Every time the Klai Yisrael suffers a punishment, included in that punishment is from the Chet HaEgel. So even now, when we're going to begin discussing the Churban HaBayis, teaches us the Gemara, there's an element of the Egel Aveira still here. Bahadi the Kasi, as he's bringing this Egel to the Beis HaMikdash, Shadu Be'Muma, he made a blemish in it. B'Nivs V'Sayim, in its mouth, V'Amalei B'Dukin Shba'ayin, or in the cataract. Duchta, which is a place, we don't have a Muma, we are not allowed to bring such an animal to the Mizbeach, Uldei Lav Mumahu. As Mepharshim explained, a guy is allowed to bring a carbon, he's allowed to bring a carbon even to a boma. But it's not only blemished. But the rules of what is considered a mum for a boma versus what's considered a mum for the Mizbeach are different rules. And that's why the goyim don't recognize this as a mum, but for us it is considered a mum. Rashba makes an interesting observation. He says, Dukin Shiba'ayim means a cataract. So he says, to make a nifsfasayim, to make a cut in the lip, you just take out a knife and make a cut. How do you cause an animal to get a cataract? A cataract develops by itself. So the Rashba says, the Disbar Kamsa was an incredibly talented person. He could cause an animal to develop a cataract. Why these mumim? So Farshim say, nifsfasayim represents Lashon Hara. Dukin Shiba'ayin represents the eyes. So the Mepharshim explain. The Gemara is saying the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. A Jew has to have his entire life permeated with Kedusha. Nifs V'Sayim, what he talks. Dukin Shiba'ayin, what he sees, has to be holy. For us, it's a mum if you don't talk the right way, if you don't look the right way. For the others, it's not. So even though this animal was delivered with the mum, the Rabbanim wanted to use it on the Mizbeach because they knew the repercussions of getting the government angry are pretty severe. Omer is a Chayyab and Kaftilis. So if Kaftilis said, Yomer Baal Mum and Kraven on the Mizbeach, it's a terrible thing if people will see that a Baal Mum is brought to the Mizbeach. So the Mepharshim, and there's a lot to say here, just isn't the time to say it, obviously ask the obvious question. Of course a Baal Mum is not allowed to be brought to the Mizbeach, but we're dealing with a life and death situation. How did Rav Zechariah ben Avkulis not recognize that? So the Rav Chanan explains like this. Rav Zechariah ben Avkulis realized that Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula. If it's a Pikuach Nefesh, we certainly could bring an animal with a Mum to the Mizbeach. But Rav Zechariah ben Avkulis was worried not about today. Today we're bringing a Baal Mum, it's fine. He was worried that people are going to learn that you could always bring a Baal Mum to the Mizbeach, even when it's not a situation of Bikuach Nefesh. And that was why he didn't allow this animal to be brought. So then Sovel Miktalei, they thought, you know what, we'll kill Bakamtsa, the Leileza of Aleima, because we're concerned that he's going to go report back that we refused to bring the king's carbon. Omlev Zechariah, Yomer Matal Bum Bekotchim Yarek. People are going to say that the person deserves death for making a Mum and a carbon, which of course is not true. And that's why he didn't let them be killed. He didn't let him be killed. And he went back, and we'll see soon what happened. So again, what was Rav Chaya's thinking? His thinking was that maybe the government will find out anyway. Maybe he won't go and report back. And therefore he took the path of least resistance, Sheval Taisa. But, says the Gemara, Om Rav Yochanan, Avos Nusasa Shev Zechariah ben Avkulis, his humility, Hechrivus Batenu, destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, v'safa sechleinu, v'gusonu mi'artzeinu. What does it mean, his humility? So I saw a lot of pshatim. One pshat is, Rav Zechariah obviously made the wrong decision. And usually people don't make the wrong decision. Here, min Shemayim, they led him to make the wrong decision because the time came to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. But then I saw another pshat. Because if that's pshat, what does that have to do with his humility? So I saw the many Mepharshim. I saw this pshat from Chaim Kanievsky. I saw this pshat from Yeshua Kutna, the Yeshua Smalkai. The mark of a leader in Klal Yisrael is that he doesn't always make popular decisions. Sometimes he makes decisions that are tough decisions. Rav Zechariah had humility in himself, and he wasn't able to have that strength. And that's what caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. But then I saw an interesting pshat. You know, the Gemara says, Mizmal Asif, when the parak and Tilm discusses the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, Mizma? Kina. What's the song? So Gemara says, it's a mizmer, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu let out his anger on sticks and stones at the base of Mikdash instead of destroying Klal Yisrael. Because of Zechariah took this decision, originally the king's position was only to chase Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael and not destroy the base of Mikdash. Now, because he was offended by what happened in the base of Mikdash, he decided to destroy the base of Mikdash. And destroying the base of Mikdash is a good thing, because the anger is on the base of Mikdash versus on Klal Yisrael. One more pshat from the Gra. The Gra says, the Gemara says, Masechta the Sanhedrin, that the Sanhedrin sat in a semicircle with the people of greater stature sitting in the center and the other people sitting on the side. When they needed to take a vote, they started from the side. Why? Because the concern was that if somebody who's the greatest member of the court is going to cite an opinion, who's going to disagree? So they started with the lower, people of lower stature. Rav Zechariah was a very great person, but he was on the snosai. He had a lot of humility. So he sat himself down on the side. Who am I to sit in the middle? I'm not so great. I'm not so important. And then he said his opinion that we should not do anything. He really was a great person, and nobody was ready to disagree with him. And since everybody agreed with him, then the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Had he not voiced his opinion first, this would have never happened. Continues the Gemara. Shadalaila Nerin Kisa. So the king sent Nerin Kisa. And as Mefarshim explained, when we speak about the Kesar, it means the king. When we speak about a great person, his name is attached to the word Kesar. So in this case, it's Nerin Kisa. Kika also Shadagira Lemezrach. So he's approaching Yerushalayim, and he wants to see if he's going to be successful. So he shoots an arrow to the east side, also north of Yerushalayim. Lamarif, if he shoots it to the west side, also north of Yerushalayim. Labaruchas, any direction he shot it, it always went, Labaruchas Shemaim, it always falls in Yerushalayim, also north of Yerushalayim. So something was going on here. You know, if you send something in one direction, how does it end up in the other direction? Amla Yonukas, so he asks a child who's coming out of yeshiva, Psukli Psukacha, tell me what you learned today. Omli, Nisati is Nakmasim be Edom yet Ami Yisrael. I'm going to use Edom to destroy the base of Mikdash. Omar. So this general said, Kitcha Baruchu, Boy Lachruvi Basic. He wants to destroy the base of Mikdash. Or Boy Lachur Bura Yadabahu Gavra. And he wants to use me as the vehicle to do that. And then he'll punish me. So Mefarshim asks, why will he get punished if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do? So Mefarshim answer a number of pshatim. One pshat is that just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do something bad, it doesn't have to be you the one to do it. So if I'll be the one doing the bad thing, I'm going to get punished. Another pshat is, if a person is the one that did the wrong thing, there must be, because he already has a bad track record. And the third pshat is that, yes, it's min hashamayim, but who says that I won't be overzealous and I won't do more than was supposed to be done? And he just ran away. And what happened? Orek v'ozavli gayer. He ran away and became a ger. V'nafik m'nei Rameyer. Rameyer was a descendant of his. Why was Rameyer his descendant? So pash pshat is Meyer means to light. Or he who did not destroy the base of Mikdash, which represents the Oyrish Shal Oylam, had a grandchild who lit up the world with his Torah. Another pshat that I saw is we know that through Ramey is called Ramey Balanes. He ran away and became a ger because of the ness that happened, that whichever direction he threw the arrow, the arrow went towards Yerushalayim. So Ramey's entire birth, his being a Jew came about because of a ness. That's why he's called Ramey Balanes. What was the lesson of this arrow? Again, the same lesson. We know that Lashon Hara is considered like arrows that come out of our mouth. And the lesson was that Yerushalayim was being destroyed because of Lashon Hara. Shadra Aspenes Kaiser. So they then sent Aspenes Kaiser. Also Tzar Latzulah Shani. And he started a siege on Yerushalayim for 3 years. Hav Bahadit Tlos Asiri. There were these three very wealthy people. Nagdim and Bakurian, Oman Kalba Savua, Oman Tzitzis Akesis. Nagdim and Ben Gurion, Shenok Lecham Bavura. The Gemara says Masechta Sanhedrin. They once needed water. Now Gdimah Ben Gurion made a deal that he'll take water from somebody, and if he doesn't repay him, if it won't rain by a certain time, he'll give him a tremendous sum of money. And the time was approaching, and he davened, and it started to rain. But then the guy said, no, by the time it rained, it was already after the due time. So he said, no, it was not. And he got the sun to come out, even though the sun had already gone down, to prove his point. Kaba Savua, Shikar Niklas Labesai, Shurof Kekelef, anyone who came into his home as hungry as a dog, Yotzkishisava, left satiated. So Tzar Shalom asks, why do we have to know that he went into the house hungry? But the main thing is that he left full. So Tzar Shalom says that what happened was, Kabasavu was so anxious to do the mitzvah of Echnasas Orchim, that when a person came to his home, maybe he wasn't so hungry. Not always that hungry. He gave him foods that should really get him have a big appetite, that he should be hungry, and then really need to eat, so he could be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Echnasas Orchim. Dimri Emes says a different shot, that he was a descendant of Kalei ben Yefuna. And we want to mention his chus avis, Kalba. He was an enikel of Kalei. Ben tzitzis akesis, shei tzitzos in the groves agabi kestis. His tzitzis hung out and they were on the floor, which is a subject that many mefarshim discuss. The halacha says you have to be very careful not to allow your tzitzis to drag on the floor. So how did he do this? So one pshat is, he didn't walk on the floor. Wherever he walked, they had a carpet rolled out for him. So it wasn't really on the floor. It was on the kastais. Another pshat that the Mefarshim say, the Paiskim say, that the issue that you have to be careful that your tzitzit shouldn't be on the floor is when you're putting it on the talis. But while you're wearing it, it's not a problem. And that's what it's referring to when he was walking, not when he was putting it on. Another pshat that I saw is we typically wear a talis or a talis cotton just to do the mitzvah. In those days, they had a lot of clothing that had on them four corners, and the halacha is if you have a garment that has four corners, you have to put tzitzis on it. The halacha that you have to be careful that your tzitzis shouldn't drag on the floor is when you're wearing a talus just to do the mitzvah. So you're wearing it l'shei mitzvah, so how you let it drag on the floor? But if you're wearing it not l'shei mitzvah, then you don't have that problem. Ik gedamri, shei kistai mitels ben gedoy miremi. He was a very important person who associated with the great people of Rome. Once said, I'll take care that they should have wheat and barley. I'll take them by myself wine, salt, and oil. I'll take care that they should have firewood. The one that donated the wood was the most significant. All of the keys to the different warehouses he gave to his assistant. The key to the warehouse of wood he held himself. A kalba dechiti, to bake a warehouse full of white, a wheat bread, boy shitin a kalba detziva. You need 60 warehouses of fuel. Fuel is very important. Havalum amazin chad shata. So they amongst themselves had enough to sustain Yerushalayim for 21 years. Havgu hanibar yoni. But there was these tough people that were amongst Klal Yisrael. Amu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said to these people, Nefik v'nafik shalva v'adayu. Let us go make peace with the Romans. Lo shefkinu. They did not allow that. Amu nafik v'nafik kirva v'adayu. They wanted to wage war. Amu Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, we're not going to do that. Lo mistayu milsa. Now is not the time to wage war. Now is the time that Klal Yisrael cannot prevail in such a war. Kom kalinu lahani amra the chiti v'sari. So they just went and burnt down the warehouses of the barley and wheat. Vavakafna. And there was a hunger in the city. Masa bas baisa, a seer to Yerushalayim, was a very wealthy woman that lived in Yerushalayim. Shagrasa l'shlucha, so she needed something to eat. There's a hunger. Vamazil aisli smidi. Go bring me fine flour. Ada ozel izdabin. Until he went, all the fine flour was sold away. Also, Amrala, Smidaleka, there's no fine flour left. Chvirtika, there's white flour left. Amrazil Isolay, bring me that. Ada Ozel, Ezdabin, that was sold out. Also Amrazil Chvirtika, Gushkirka. The white flour is not here, but the black flour, the coarse flour is here. Amrazil Isolay, bring me that. Ada Ozel, Ezdabin, that was sold out. Also Amrazil Gushkirka, there's no longer coarse flour. However, Kimcha de Sari Ika, barley flour is still available. Amazil Isley. Bring me that. Adazel Stavot. Even that isn't here. Avishlifa Masana. She wasn't wearing a shoe. Amri, Epik Echsi, let me go out and see. In Meshkachach Namidal Mechla, if I could find anything to eat. Asavloi, Parta Bekara. She put her foot on the floor, Umesa, because the floor had on it animal waste, and she couldn't deal with her foot getting dirty with it, and she died. Amra, Karla Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Haraka Becha, Vanuga, Ashle Nisakaf Ragla. Why did she get this punishment? So first, I'm explaining, because she, unlike the other wealthy people, was not prepared to share her fortune in during that difficult time. And that's why she got punished, that she didn't have what to eat. Ikad Amri, Gregus the Yitzchak Tzadik Achla, she ate the fig of Rav Tzadik. We're going to discuss Rav Tzadik soon, who fasted and just ate that. Vesnisa Umesa, and she died. The Rav Tzadik Yosef Abon Shinim B'Tanesa. Rav Tzadik sat in a fast for 40 years, the Leilach of Yerushalayim. Farshim explained, what does 40 years mean? Because 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, sorrow started happening, and that's why he started sitting in a fast. Another pshat is because the area of Eretz Yisrael is 400 parsa, which is a distance that takes 40 days to walk. So he wanted a daven fast for the schus of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the Mefarshim also explain that he didn't fast 40 years consecutively. Nobody could survive. He fasted during these 40 years. Kava Ochamidi, he was so emaciated that when he ate something, Hamischazim Mevroi, you could see it from outside. Vig Kava Bori, Maisalei Grogris, when he wanted to eat something, they would bring him a fig. Mayitz Mamayu, he would suck out the juice, Vashadalahu, and he would throw away the fig, and that was the fig that this Basabas Maisa ate. So Mefarshim explained, what is the connection between her and Reb Tzadik? So Mefarshim explained, as we said a moment ago, she and Reb Tzadik were exact opposites. Reb Tzadik, we see, is the example of somebody who's concerned about Klal Yisrael. 40 years he's fasting because he's worried about Klal Yisrael. And she is the example of somebody who doesn't care. Klal Yisrael is in tzaras and she's not ready to share a fortune. Gemara is teaching us there are different people in the world. Kiav Konicha Nafsha, when this Barsabas Maisa passed away, after we called Dava the Zakaspa, they took out all her silver, gold and silver, Shadisa Beshuka, and they threw it in the street. Omli, Hai Lamai Miboile. What did her money help her? V'haydik siv, kaspam b'chutzas yishlichu. Says the Gemara, Abba Sikri resh baroni d'Yerushalayim. Abba Sikri was the head of these baroinim. Bar achsei de Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's nephew. And as Mefarshim explained, the Gemara says that most children are similar to their mother's brother. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was his mother's brother, and he had a lot of similar characteristics. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai sent him a message, come see me privately. Also, he came. You're causing that everybody should die from hunger. So Abba Sikra said, now it's too late for me to do anything. If I will try to do anything, they're just going to kill me. Give me an opportunity that I should maybe be able to leave Yerushalayim. Efsha to have a tzalapurta. Maybe I will be able to cause something to help us. So they made up the following plan. Nekait nafsha b'ktziri. Let out a rumor that you're very ill. V'leisa kula ama v'leshalabach. And then everybody's going to start being concerned about your health. Then the icy midi surya. Bring something that smells bad. The agnigabach. Put it next to you. And people are going to say that you passed away. And that's why there's a foul odor. And then your Talmidim should be the ones to carry you out. You're supposedly dead from Yerushalayim. Don't let anyone else carry you out. A live person is lighter than a dead person. Because a live person knows how to balance his weight. Because everybody knows, the chayah kol mimisa, a live person is lighter than a dead person. So that's what they did. Nichnas by Rabbi Elazar mitzad echad. Rabbi Elazar went from one side, carried him from one side, Rabbi Yishu mitzad echad, Rabbi Yishu from the other side. And from here the Paiskim say, interestingly, that even if there's a Chevra Kedisha in a synagogue, in a community, a person has a right to ask his Talmidim to take care of, to tend to him when he passes away over him, over the Chevra Kedisha. Of course, it should be done with the Chevra Kedisha's consent. Kimatal Pescha. So when he came to the entrance of the city, or the exit of the city, they wanted to make sure he's really dead. So how did they do it? They stuck a knife in. Is that appropriate? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's what they're doing to his corpse, supposed corpse? So they wanted to push him and see if he'll jump up. Is that the appropriate way of dealing with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So they opened the door, nothing. That's how he was able to get out of town. Kimatul Hassam, when he got there, he said, Shalom Lech Malka, Shalom Lech Malka. He said to him, Shalom twice. Why twice? He said, because a melech really needs Shalom twice. A melech needs Shalom with the people in his country, and he needs Shalom with the people his outside of his country. Amlech Mechayv Stetrei Ketala. So the case said, you already deserve to be killed twice. Chad Delav Malka. Number one, I'm not a king. The Kakarli Malka, and you're calling me king. So, secondly, I Malkano, if indeed I am king, Ad Ha'idna Mailo Sislagaboy. So why don't you come till now? This is a very beautiful story from Aaron Kalina. Aaron Kalina used to be the Baal Shachris Rosh Hashanah. And we know that the Shachris Rosh Hashanah begins with Hamelech. So the story goes that as soon as he said the word Hamelech, he fainted. So they asked him, you didn't do anything yet. You just said the word Amalek. He said, he remembered this Gemara. Imalkana, if you recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, so where were you? Where were you all year? How did you act the way you acted all year? Amalek Sisla Gabon, why didn't you come till now? Amalek, the comrade, Lav, I did the Amalek Sisla Gabon. Amalek, the comrade, Lav Malkana, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, you're saying you're not the king? Ivra Malkat. You must be the king. You're going to be king. The Elav Malkat, for if you are not king, Lav Mimsalu Yerushalayim B'yotcha. It can never be that Yerushalayim would fall into your hands. Because the Pasuk says, Vavonon Be'ada Yipol. Levonon, which we're going to see is the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Adir El Melech, the Ksiv Al Yadir Mimenu, then Levonon on Beis HaMikdash, Shinema Ahara Tovaza Ve'Levonon. The Beis HaMikdash will only fall into the hands of a king. So I saw a gewaldig word from Chaskel Abramsky. He wasn't king. In a minute we'll see that he became king, but he wasn't king at that point. This is teaching us how a Jew is supposed to accept what it says in the Torah. If the Torah says that Yerushalayim is only going to fall in the hands of a king, I don't have to read a newspaper. I know he's the king, because that's what the Torah says. That's how true he accepted what the Torah says. Or the Kamrit, Imalkano, and you asked me, if indeed I am king, Amaylo Kersis Lagaboy Ad Idna, why don't you come till now? Baryoni de Ispan La Shafkinan. These Baryonim did not allow me. Omle, Ila Chovishal Dvash. So he asked him, let's say there would be a barrel of honey, Vidroikin Korachalel, and there was a snake around it. Lo Yeshivan said Chovis Vishvil Droikin, wouldn't they break the barrel to get the snake away. Here too, you should have done everything to get rid of the baryonim. Ishtik. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't have what to respond. Korolei Rabbi Yosef Yitemer Bekiva. Meishiv Chachom Ocher. Vedatum Yikosel. He had a good answer, which the Gemara is going to say. Min Hashamayim. They caused that this great and smart person, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, should all of a sudden not have an answer. Because he should be in trouble. Iboilei Lameimer. You don't just break the barrel. You take a tongs. The you take the snake and kill him. The as they're having this conversation, also a message came from Rome. Amalei and told the Aspenis, come back. The Misle Kaiser, the king has died. And it has been decided that you are now going to be king. Have a Saim Chad Masane. He was wearing one shoe. Boy le Mishmei Lechrina. And he wanted to put on the other shoe. Le Ayel. He couldn't get it on. Boy le Mishlefa Le Idach. So he wanted to take off the shoe that he was wearing. Also Le Nofak. He couldn't get it off. Amar my high. So he asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what's going on here? All of a sudden my feet swelled up. Amar lo tetzdar. Don't be worried that you're sick. Shmu toiva asilach. You got this great news that you were just appointed king. The ksiv, shmu toiva tachinetzim. Good news causes the person's body to swell. El maitakanti. So what should I do to get the swelling to subside? Leisa inish deloy miyas v'datach v'nei. Take a person who you don't like. V'liklach kamach. Let him walk in front of you. The ksiv, v'ruach nechoy tovish garim. If you get into a bad mood, it causes the swelling to contract. Over hachel, ayah. So he did that, and indeed the swelling went down. Omle, me'achad ha'chmissa kula hai, if you're that smart, add it into my lo'asisa. So again, the same question, why don't you come see me? Omle v'loi amrilach, didn't I tell you? Omle, ana amrilach. Omle, I also gave you my answer. So I saw a beautiful pshat. The Medrash says, there was once a king who entered into a bet with someone else. They were going to throw darts. And there was a target. And they were going to have a contest. Whoever gets the darts in the circle. The king got every dart into the circle. The other person missed. So the king wins. Afterwards, the person goes over to the king and says, I wanted to show you something. He showed him, you got every dart in the circle, but you didn't get them the exact same spot. You got them within the circle. You'll see, I got the dart exactly in the same spot every time. I'm much better than you are. I just didn't want to embarrass you in front of the other people if I would win and you would lose. That's what happened here between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and this person. He says, I knew how to answer you. But if I was able to answer you, you'd be embarrassed. I didn't want you to be embarrassed. Amala, but now he says, Mizel Azilna, I'm going back to Rome. Vinish Achrinim Shadrina, he was going to send somebody else. He sent the infamous Titus. However, Daimenei Midin Datalach, I'm ready to give you something. Amalei, Tenli Yavna Chachameh, save the city of Yavna, because the city of Yavna was the city where Torah was learned. Klal Yisrael cannot survive without Torah. V'shishot the Rav Gamliel, and Rav Gamliel, which represents Malchus Beis David. However, the Mefarshim said he didn't want to say Malchus Beis David because he didn't want him to get him upset that we're trying to reclaim the Malucha. V'sfas the Masim Rav Tzadik, and get me a refuah for Rav Tzadik, as we learned on Amud Aleph, man fasting 40 years. So the Mefarshim said, what does it represent that we wanted a refuah for Rav Tzadik? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is, Tzadik was a great person, and he was the Kayach HaTfila. So he wanted to make sure Tzadik would be healthy. Another pshat I saw is like this. He was showing us what a great leader is all about. A great leader doesn't only think about the big things, about the Shulta, the Rebbe Gamliel, about Yavne v'Chachameh. He thinks about the little things also. There's one Jew that needs a refuah. So I'm not so great that I don't have to think about the little Jew. The leader has to think about the little person also. Karalei, again, Rav Yosef v'Tamer Rav Kiva, Meshech Chachom Ocha v'Dati Misakal. Again, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't say the right thing, because he bought a little name, what he should have asked for, L'shtena Chad Zimna. Give us one more chance. Why didn't he do that? The reason he didn't ask for that, because Dima Kula Haile of it, if I ask for too much, he won't do it. And then that's so apartin la hava. And I won't even get the lul. So he said, I'm going to take the safe bet and ask for that solaporta. As fast as the masking of Tzadik Mayhi, what was the refu they gave Reb Tzadik? So the Mariam Kama Shkua Maya the Pari. The first day they gave him water in which coarse flour was soaked. The Mocha Maya the Sapuka. The next day, they gave him flour in which water in which better flour was soaked. The mocha maya the kimcha, even better flour. Add the ravach maya porta porta until his stomach got back into shape. Also shardel tuta Titus. Now he sent Titus to conquer Yerushalayim. Vama e elokeim tzur chasoyibay. Said Titus Arasha. Titus Arasha said this. Shechir v'giv kada kapamala. He spoke terribly against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ma'as, what did he do? Tov zayna b'yadai. He took a zayna, v'nichas b'es kotsh ha'kotshim, v'tzii et sefer Torah, he took out a sefer Torah, v'avala averu, and he did, and he had immoral relations with this woman on it. V'natal sayif, and he took a sword, v'gider as a parichas, and he penetrated the parichas, v'nes ha'nes, v'dam mitzvatzis, and blood came out of the parichas. V'kosavar, harag as atmai. He thought he killed Hashem. Shinema shogu tzarecha b'kerem medacha sama esoisis omen. Abchana omer mi kamaych chasen ko. When this episode happened, this pasuk represents that episode. Mi kamaych chasen v'kodesh. You're so strong. Shatu shemeya niutza v'gdufa shalos rasha. You hear how this person, how Titus acts with such terrible chutzpah. V'shoisik, and you remain silent. The very Shmuel Tana, mi kamarcha be'elam Hashem, mi kamarcha be'elmim. You remain quiet. Ma'asa, not was a proichus. Then Titus went, took the proichus. V'asa kamin gertoni, he made it into like a wrapper. V'evi kol kalim shir migdash, he brought all the kalim, v'nichimban, and he put it into this wrapper. V'shivim besvin, and he put him into a boat. Le'ach lishtabeich be'iroi, to come back to Rome and show what he accomplished. Shinemar, or the Kain Reisi Rishoim Kfurim, or Bo, or Mokim Kodesh Alech Vishtachu Beir, Ashekain Osu, Atek Kfurim El Kvutsim. They gather together the Kalim, Atek Vishtachu El Vishtachu. They try to praise. Ikdamri Kfurim Amish, the Philip Milan the Metamrim Igelimhan. Even vessels the Klai Yisrael had hidden away, he found to take back. So as he's traveling back to Rome, there's a terrible wave that wants to drown him. That their god, he only is able to fight in the water. Paro came and he drowned him. The only way he could prevail over me is in the ocean. Im gibahu, if he's really strong, yalli yavasha v'yasi mi mechama. Let him wage war with me on dry land. Yotzabaskav omrai. Rasha ben Rasha ben v'noi shal esav Rasha. Beria kala yeshli baylami. I have a very small beria. It's an ant. It's a fly, as we're going to learn. V'yitishma. I might call it beria kala. Why is it called a bar yakala, meaningless thing? The ma'alna isla, it has an intake, it can take in food, or mafgena lesla, doesn't have the ability to have anything exit. And that's why the mefarshim say, the pasuk says by the man, the Klai Yisrael called it lechem ha'kloikel. What does it mean lechem ha'kloikel? Because they complained that when they ate the man, all of it got absorbed into the body, and nothing left the body. Another pshat that I saw, what's the pshat of a yidush? Rashi says, the Medrash says, that a person is told, the person was created on the last day, on the sixth day. And what the person is told is, if you don't act properly, yidush kadmach, even the smallest fly was preceded you in the creation of the world. But if he does act properly, then he says the whole world was created for you. That's what Titus was told. You are such a terrible person that the little fly is more important than you. But then I saw a beautiful vart. What is the Gemara saying? What is a yitush? Which we obviously learning is a bad thing. It only could give in and it can't expel. The lesson here is, our job in this world is not just only to take. Our lesson in this world is to give. Our lesson in this world is to influence people. Because otherwise, if you just take and don't give out, you're a yitush. Says the Gemara. In the dry land, he'll do mechama. Oli basha, so he came to dry land. The yitish entered his nose, and it buzzed around his mind for 7 years. And it's a terrible way to live. One day, he walked by this blacksmith store. Shamakol Arsafta, as the Yitish heard the knocking of the hammer, Ishtik. It quieted him down. So there's a way to get this Yitish to stop buzzing around.
Koyoma, Maisa Nafka, every day they would bring a blacksmith, Umacha Kamei, and bang in front of him to get the Yitish to stop buzzing. Lenachri, to a guy, if he got a non-Jewish blacksmith, Yovei Arbezuzi, he would pay him. Lisrael, Omele, Mestayach to Kochazizach Besonach. You don't need to get paid. The fact that you see me in this paid is the greatest pay, is the greatest enjoyment you could have. Ad plus in Yemen, Aver Hachi. So this worked for 30 days. Mikan ve'elich, kivin de dosh dosh. Again, the fly got used to this noise and it didn't have any effect. Tanya, Amar Pichs ben Ruva. Ania Yisi ben Gedoyli Roimi. I was amongst the Roman officials, Ukshemes, and when Titus passed away, Petzus Mecha, they opened up his head, and they found a bird, a yitish the size of a bird, mishkel shnei slaim, the weight shnei slaim. Mesnitzatonik goizel ben shana, like a goizel that's a year old, mishkel shnei nitrim, omra baya, naktinon, we have a tradition, pivshel nechayshis, its mouth was made out of copper, vitsaparnov, and its nails shel barzel. So the farshim say, why was it like a bird? The pasuk says v'satzip by the bris ben apsarim. The pasuk says v'satzipa loy basar. The tzipa represents Klal Yisrael. You can never destroy Klal Yisrael. You thought that you can, but the bird remained and you died. Kiav kamayis, as Titus was dying, Amlu, he told those people leklir lahagavra, his body should be burnt ulevadre lekitme sheviyami, and that his ashes should be spread out over seven seas, the Lalishtach Alakui, the Yehudi, that Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't be able to find him, the Lukma Medina, and give him his revenge for the way he treated Klal Yisrael.